Hi, WNCW, welcoming Steve Johnson of Bonfire here at 2019 IBMA in Raleigh as we've got our mobile studio on the road and looking forward to Labor Day weekend of 2020 and the Earl Scruggs Music Festival. Steve, you're at the center of all this.
Well, excited to be talking about this a little more than, well, almost a year out.
A lot of people know you from Merlefest, and you had been making the Merlefest lineups happen for years and years and years. Then you changed, went off to Maine for a while, and then couldn't quite resist the urge to be in music again, and now you're in Nashville.
Yep, located in Nashville now, a long way, well, not that far, 4 hours from the mountains that I grew up in Western North Carolina, but I guess it was kind of like a Batman move. I just went into the Batcave and changed into Bruce Wayne for a minute and came back out, or vice versa.
So Bonfire is a label. You're doing management. Tell us all about what you're doing.
So Bonfire was an existing record label and recording studio in Greenville, South Carolina, and had the opportunity to come on board with them with some management clients I'd been cultivating over the last few months, looking to make the change from Maine to come back to the area in some way, get back into music. The icy cold fingers of music beckoned me from afar, and here I am again. But Bonfire is now a record label, recording studio, a booking agency, artist management, and then I guess you could say event management with the Earl Scruggs Festival.
Well, it was right in time for the new festival, and I'm really excited about this. I don't know how much people really know. There's news out there, but there's not a whole lot until this week when we were at IBMA and we put out the entire lineup, or at least the preliminary lineup. Tell us about the Earl Scruggs Music Festival.
Yeah, so this was really exciting for me. This actually started really back before the end of last year. There were some conversations in place between Mary Beth Martin from the Earl Scruggs Center, J.T. Scruggs, who's the nephew of Earl Scruggs, who's also a board member with the Earl Scruggs Center, and then, I guess, with Isothermal Community College and WNCW. And there was interest in starting the festival from the Scruggs family. I guess that interest has been there with Gary Scruggs for a while, but just looking for the right combination of things to come together. And the next thing you know, here we are talking about the inaugural Earl Scruggs Festival. They wanted to make it something that was representative of the music of Earl. They didn't want to make it in honor of the music of Earl Scruggs and just the diversity that he had, across his entire musical career from the beginnings with Bill Monroe to the Earl Scruggs Review and beyond.
So 2 days, Labor Day weekend 2020 at the Tryon Equestrian Center. What sort of goodies can we look forward to?
Yep. So basically it's a format, I guess, that's akin to what Earl Scruggs music was, which is collaborative. Innovative. The lineup is really going to be, a collection of Earl's friends and folks that he played music with. We're working on the press release over the last couple of days to go out this Friday. And Earl's, music touched so many people. And Jerry Douglas said, were it not for Earl Scruggs, he might not be playing music today. And that was a quote he gave us for the press release. And I thought, how prolific is that to get something like that from Jerry Douglas? But family-friendly festivals at the Tryon Equestrian Center, September 4th and 5th. There will be camping on site, houses for rent, campground location, hotels that are being built on site, restaurants. It's a covered arena, so there's the benefit of that. No weather issues to have to contend with. But it's going to have a festival feel to it because there is get down on the floor and get down on the ground and, spread out your blankets and check out the music. But two stages, really no main stage or side stage. We're kind of looking at it like two main stages side by side. Some late night venues that are going to be on site, and we're working on some workshops and things like that. And I'm really excited about the lineup.
Well, we are too.
Absolutely. So with the press release that we did at IBMA on the Friday, this is the initial lineup. So there's a lot more to come, but this was just kind of the preliminary teaser to put out there to get whet the appetite, as it were. Marty Stewart. We're going to also have Radney Foster, Jerry Douglas for sure, Allison Brown. I'm trying to think of all the great acts. Carolina. Blue Highway, Unspoken Tradition from the Carolinas, Darren and Brooke Aldridge, the Poe Ramblin' Boys. The list goes on and on. Those are just the ones that I can remember off the top of my head. But
I think Acoustic Syndicate.
Acoustic Syndicate. Around 25 total artists at this point, and most of those have already been confirmed, but we're just leaking out a little bit at a time and trying to put some special collaborations together as well. We wanted to get the Earls of Leicester, and Jerry said that's not going to happen next year only because of a conflict in schedule on Labor Day with some of the other band members, since they all perform in other bands generally. And he said, well, how about if I just put something special together for the Earl Scruggs event? So I don't know what he's got cooking. I'm excited to see what he comes up with.
Yeah, we are too. You're going to have to get a lot of sleep leading up to that week, because I don't think that you're going to sleep for at least a couple of days while it's going on.
I may not sleep between now and next September. I'm pretty excited about this thing. It was, it's a lot of fun. I've had the privilege now of working with, or will have worked for, two very iconic festivals with, you know, North Carolina iconic artists, Doc Watson and Earl Scruggs. And, I have to pinch myself, you know, just about every morning to think about what does that mean when I wake up that I've had the privilege and the opportunity to work with two festivals like that.
Steve Johnson on WNCW. Looking forward to the Earl Scruggs Music Festival at the Tryon Equestrian Center in 2020 on Labor Day weekend. Thank you for being on with us.
Yep, thanks, Joe. And if anyone wants to explore a little more information, earlscruggsmusicfestival.com. And then all the appropriate socials are out there as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you.